Okay, chapter 19. Just this one, and then one more, and then this annoying little bastard's gonna be out of your hair. So, let me see. Where am I? Here we go. Chapter 19, titled, I'm Not Okay, I Promise. Oh, shit's getting real now. Okay, author's note. Pull stop phlegm into story if you do your fucking prep and you're jealous, okay, 1-1. From the nook un, I'm going to delt your men reviews. BTW, if I need a poor blood so dare, fangs to raven for, M, the help, 1-1. All that we sat angrily thinking about all day we sat angrily thinking about Dumbledore. We were so fucking pissed off. Well, I had one thing to look forward to, the MCR concert. It had been postponed so we could all go. Postponed so we could all go. That's what she wrote. Anyway, I went to the common room sadly to cut classes. Draco was being all secretive. I asked what it was and he got all mad at me and started crying all hot and angsty. Mount sensitive bi guys are so hot. Wow. No one fucking understands me, he shouted angrily as his black hair went into big blue, went in his big blue eyes like Billy Joe in Boulevard of Borkin Dreams. Borkin Dreams! Oh, Borkin Dreams. Oh, God. He was wearing black baggy pants, a black MCR t-shirt, and a black tie. Get it? Instead of tie, because I'm guff. Oh, God damn it! Oh, God, that was the worst thing I have ever heard in my entire life. And I've done heard me some terrible puns, okay? Okay. Okay, here we go. I was wearing a black leather low-cut top with chains all over it like a black leather mini, black high-heeled boots, and a cross-belly thing. So, wait a minute, she wrote cross now. But earlier, I remember, like, there was this one chapter where she didn't want to write cross. She put, like, a bunch of dashes in between and then left a note that said, no way am I writing cross, because crosses are for Christians, and I'm a goth. I'm a Satanist. I can't say cross because I'm Satanist as fuck. But now she says cross like it's fucking nothing. My hair was all up in a messy, really high bun like Amy Lee and Going Under. Email me if you want to see the pic. No, thank you. There's Google images for that shit. Accuse me? What about me? I growled. Wait a minute. Did she meant to write excuse me? But she wrote accuse me. But he grunted. You fucking bastard, I moaned. No, wait, it's not what it fucking looks like, he shouted. But it was too late. I knew what I heard. I ran to the bathroom angrily, crying. Draco banged on the door. I wimped and wept, and my bloody eyeliner streamed down my cheeks and made cool tears down my fesses, down my feces. What is with this girl and horribly misspelling things so that it's excrement related? Like, in the other thing, it was like, warning, viewer excretion is advised. And then in this one, it's down my feces. She's crying, bloody tears are going down her face, kind of like, all the way down to her feces. Like, that's how hard she's crying blood right now. Like Benji in the video for Girls and Boys, Raven, that is so our video. I took out his cigarette and started to smoke pot. Suddenly, Hagrid came in. He aperiated. You gave me a fucking shock, I shouted, angrily dropping my pot. Oh, wait, that's her. What the fuck do you think you're doing in a girl's room? Only it wasn't Hagrid, just Hagrid. Someone else was with him, too. For a second, I wanted it to be Tom Riddle, or maybe Draco, but it was just Dumbledore. Hey, I want to ask you a question, he said, pulling out his black wannabe gothic purse. What are you wearing to the concert? You know who MCR are? I gasped. No, I just saw there was a concert and a lot of goths and punks were going to, he said. Anyway, Draco has a surprise for you. Oh, there's a surprise. Chapter 20. Here it comes after this.